Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Just want to see if we have our guest. Do we have our guest, Anthony? All right. This is a great guest to have today. It's Super Bowl week, and we're thrilled to be talking about one of the best wide receivers in football. That's Brandon Cook. Spent the last year with the Houston Texans. Brandon, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mike. How are we doing, fellas? Thank you guys for having me. I'm doing well.
Good. Good stuff. Hope you're safe and well. So there's so many things to ask you because you've touched so many important stories in the NFL. So let me start with the Texans. Are you worried that you might be losing your quarterback?
No, I'm not worried. You know what I mean? He got a, you know, I love Deshaun to death. And he's a special guy. And whatever's best for him, that's what I want to happen, is whatever's best for him. What that is, I don't know. But one way or another, I just want to see him continue to thrive. And that's what I'm worried about.
Is the Houston organization a good one to play for?
I mean, you see what he's been doing since he's been playing with him. He's playing at a high level. So I think regardless whoever he plays for, he's going to make it a good organization to play for.
Have you spoken to him at all, Brandon? I'm just curious if he said anything to you.
No, I mean, we talk, but we don't. I stay out of that part. You know, that's his personal business. We just keep in touch, seeing how the offseason is going.
Now, you came over to Houston from the Rams, and yesterday or this week in the Rams trade, Jared Goff to the Lions. Were you surprised by that move?
You know what? A little bit, just because everything that Jared has done to the team over those years. But at the end of the day, they make decisions that they think is best for them. I was a corporate a decision-making at a point for them like that. They traded me last year and left and still went for a stack. So they got that's for them to deal with.
Well, one thing conversation we keep having, Brandon, is like, you know, in talking about the Deshaun situation and talking about the Stafford situation, it's about the fact that players don't ever really, for the most part, have the same power as ownership. And, player, you guys can just kind of get traded. You thought you had a commitment, and then all of a sudden you're gone. When a situation comes up like with Deshaun, is that what you guys feel? Like when a player like Deshaun has power, take advantage of that power? Because most players don't often have it.
100%. Absolutely. At the end of the day, when you got the opportunity to do what you think is best for yourself, you do that because, like you said, we get tossed around back and forth when we don't have the power. So when you have it, you better hold on to it. And I'm not saying he needs to do anything with it, but if he feels like it is, then, hey, no one should blame him.
All right, I've got to ask you one quick more question about Deshaun because we have a lot of stuff to talk about with you. There's rumors that it could be the Jets. You know Deshaun Watson. You know what he's like. You know his personality. Would he handle New York well? Do you think he could handle New York?
That's a great question. I haven't even really thought about that, so I don't want to give out an answer that I ain't really thought about.
Now, you were just mentioning when Peter asked you the question about, you know, the power and how difficult it is for players in the NFL. Do you wish that the Players Association would battle a little harder in the CBA so the contracts could be more guaranteed, the players would have a little bit more rights like they do in the other sports?
Look, I genuinely think our PA fights for us. This was a hard offseason fighting into this new CBA and in the midst of everything that's going on. At some point, we'll love to get to that point, whether it's during my career or after. But at some point, you know, we'll love to get there. But obviously, that won't be a while given our new CBA.
All right, go ahead, Peter.
I'm sorry. I don't want to just ask you about quarterbacks you've played for, but you've played with some great quarterbacks. And we talked a lot about Drew Brees over the last few months. And Brandon, I was the first person to sort of call him to task when he made the statement that he said about kneeling for the national anthem. I thought he was out of line. After that, it seemed like he's really stepped up and taking things very seriously with regards to Black Lives Matter. Did you have conversations with Drew after that, and what have you thought about his response?
Absolutely. Drew and I, not a lot of people understand how close we are and what he's done for me and my family, those 3 years and even now how we keep in touch. The first thing that I text him is, you know who you are, and maybe it was the wrong timing, but at the end of the day, I know his heart, and I know his support for those of color, And there was no worry in my mind that what he said was negative or meant to be negative. It was just timing. But that man is a great man. He's taken care of so many people, including myself and my family, when he necessarily didn't have to. So I'm going to love him to death and always in his corner.
Another great quarterback. I mean, Brandon, you could write a book. You went to the Super Bowl with Tom Brady, and he's going to the Super Bowl again on Sunday. What was it like playing with him? What was it like playing under Belichick? Was it fun or was it all business? And are you surprised that at the age of 43, he's still doing it?
I love every bit of playing with Tom and Billy, Coach Belichick. It's a great environment. TB is one of the best men, that play football, not just from a playing standpoint, but just from a off-the-field standpoint. He's another great guy. I'm not shocked at all he's back there, and I'm not shocked at all that he's continuing to play at this high level. His work ethic and his motivation is pretty untapped. So, I mean, pretty unmatched, so I'm not surprised at all.
How long do you think he can play for?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I think he got a lot more years ahead of him, let's just say that.
That's amazing. You look at it, it's amazing. Now, Brandon, you're on with us. You're promoting the LA Lamp. I think I'm pronouncing it right. What does that do?
Yeah, LA Lamp. Yes, sir. A-L-L-A-Y. And basically what it is it's a new device for me to help calm my mind and focus before games. And then also on top of the being able to relieve, stress throughout the day. You know, great thing is it was only available for athletes, but now it's available for everyone that want to be able to purchase it. Whether you want it on your desk at work or whether you're a person like me that have a hard time sleeping, it really has changed my sleep game with the new that patented technology that they have with the green light. It's a group that's, based out of Harvard, and then it's backed by, U of A, University of Arizona. So it's a great device. It's very small and discreet. You can have it out of sight, out of mind, in your room or, like I said, on your desk. But the light that it gives off, help be able to relax your mind or relieve stress. Mm. Or wow. If you're someone that deals with migraines like my wife, it has really helped turn that around as well.
Now, I need this, Brandon. I don't sleep well. So what, you put the light next to your bed and it's a green light and it helps you sleep? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so basically the biggest thing you want to do is put it somewhere where you don't see the device. You're going to see the light.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I put it over my my bed on the headboard, and you just turn it on, and it'll be like this green shining light. But you'll be like, man, I don't want to see no light. But you're so focused on the light and what it does and how it helps you fall asleep. It's pretty incredible. Like I said, it's changed my sleeping habit.
I'm in, Brandon. You just sold one.
Brandon, prepare to get a DM from Michael K with him trying to get a free one, by the way.
You can go to AllayLamp, AllayLamp.com, and you can check it out there, right, Brandon?
No doubt about it. Who win?
Yeah, who's going to win?
I'm obviously rooting for TB.
All right, we know who you're rooting for, but who's winning?
that's a good question. I don't know, man. I'm gonna go with the Bucks.
Okay.
Who's the best wide receiver in football right now? Besides yourself, of course. I know every player.
The best what?
The best wide receiver, not named Brandon Cooks, in the NFL.
Davante Adams.
Yeah, this last couple years, man, is it possible that Adams could keep this pace up? And if so, like, are we looking at an all-time great potentially?
100%. The boy is special.
Mm.
The guy and my dog is special. And, he's just continuing to grow every single year. And I don't see no slowing down from him.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Devontae Smith of Alabama, everybody says he's terrific, but a lot of people say he's too small. You know the position. Could somebody that small and skinny actually do well in the NFL?
So how tall is he?
I think he's 5'11".
I think he's 5'11",
174.
I'm just above 5'9 at 180, so I think he'll be all right.
I would think.
Now, I like that you're – I mean, we could just tell from talking to you, you're honest. So the NFL Update Twitter account pointed out extensions given out the Rams that backfired. They mentioned Goff, Gurley, and Cooks, 5 years, $80 million. And then you didn't take kindly to being on that list. Tell us what bothered you about that.
No, my production at the end of the day, the best offense that they ever had was when I was on the roster. We went to the Super Bowl. The numbers that year, no one else was putting up those numbers. Everyone around me on the team had better numbers. So, yeah, the 19th season was what it was. But at the end of the day, you look at facts. My target to catch ratio or my target ratio compared to everyone else was more than half. So I was able to do what I can with my opportunities. And, yes, I was going through a couple things with the head, but at the end of the day, they know what was going on. And then I go to Houston in a new system, no offseason, and still put up over a rat. So if I was the problem, then why did I go somewhere else to do something? I'm just being quite frank and blunt on that standpoint. So don't put me on a list like that, because when I was there, I produced when I was handed every opportunity I can.
Well, Brandon, that's what's sticking out to me about talking to you is you seem like right away like an affable, straightforward, great guy. You've been on four teams, and you've had 1,000 yards on every team. It's an incredibly unique circumstance. How has that been the case? Why have you been on four teams and been so productive on four different football teams?
At the end of the day, it's just another uniform in different colors. But when you step in between those lines, it's football. I'm a smart player. I'm going to learn your system ASAP. You're not going to worry about having me to really take a while to be able to learn your system. And then I get along with the quarterback and players. You know, I make people feel better around me, simple as that. If you ask a teammate and they tell you otherwise, they're lying. You can ask any other coach that I play for as well, no matter if they traded me or not.
I got to ask you one final thing, okay? We asked you about New England. And you said about Brady, and you call Belichick Billy. I've never heard anybody call him Billy. Do you call him Billy to his face?
No. I don't. I always called him Coach Belichick. I always called him Coach Belichick. I didn't do it. I didn't go that far. Yeah.
Well, thanks, man. It's been fun
Belichick
talking to you.
I call him Belichick or BB sometimes. BB? But I ain't going to call him Billy.
Did anybody call him Billy?
Not that I know of.
All right, so go to allaylamp.com, allaylamp.com. I'm going to go there, check it out. I need to sleep better. Brandon, have a great offseason. Stay safe, and we'll see who your quarterback is.
All right, man.
You got it.
Take care.
All right. Good guy. Sounds like a great guy. 1-800-919-3776. A lot of people still want to talk about the Ranger stuff we hit on. You just heard from Brandon Cooks with a lot of the stuff that's out there. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, LaGreca, the champ, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 yes. ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.